You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick things off with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at market movements and see what to make of them. Gary, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. This morning, before 2 a.m., I believe, the oil price opened up about $104 a barrel, and I thought we were going to go back up to $120 a barrel, but it seems as though we've been able to sit around the $100 a barrel level. We haven't yet broken below that and held below that, but the announcement by the IEA that we'd be getting 400 million barrels from them seemingly providing a little bit of calm to the market.
A little bit of calm. We had the 400 million barrels announcement last week, and it did a little bit to stabilize things. But as you say, we're still trading above $100 a barrel. I mean, $102 a barrel at the moment. So that is not optimistic. And I mean, if you think about the global requirements, I mean, we need about 100 million barrels per day. Globally, like that's per day. So 400 million barrels just being released in total. I mean, with the level of output that's been reduced through the Straits of Hormuz, it's probably not enough, even though it's the largest strategic release of all time. And that's why you're not seeing the oil price, below 100. Although it like you said, it hasn't quite shot up, to where it was, during the course of last week. Yeah, but I think the only way that we're getting this oil price to come down is you need to see a resolution of the conflict in Iran. And it's very, very difficult to see, what scenario, results in a ceasefire. At this stage, you get the sense that, some of the officials in the U.S. Administration are saying, take the off-ramp, definitely get out of this. It might not be as easy as people assume. It's not just a matter of saying we're going to stop our bombing campaign. I mean, the Iranian president has been quite clear. It's recognize our sovereignty, stop the bombing campaign, but pay reparations as well. And I just cannot see the U.S. paying reparations at this stage. And Iran can make this go on for a long time. I mean, obviously we saw the bombing of Karg Island over the weekend. Only hitting military targets, not take out Iranian infrastructure. But this is a very, very dangerous game that we're playing with the global economy. And that's not to mention the human lives that are being affected. But obviously, speaking just from a macroeconomic point of view and a financial point of view, this is going to affect the global economy in a serious way. And it's going to change a lot of lives, even the damage that we've seen so far.
Gary, when do we start panic selling?
Oh, you needed to start panic selling 2 weeks ago. I think we actually chatted about it on the show just after the initial bombing campaign began, and kind of said that generally it's either if you're going to panic quickly, or don't panic at all. And if you had panicked 2 weeks ago, I mean, the markets do in my mind look quite complacent still, given the size of the supply disruption that we're seeing. We've got the NASDAQ down, if we look at it from peaks, around 7%, S&P a little bit behind that as well. Year to date, the numbers don't look too bad. I mean, we're down kind of 2.5% each because we had that kind of spiking rally up in January, January and February. Yeah, you get the sense, that this from an economic perspective anyway, this disruption is far larger than maybe people are giving it credit. And that would mean much lower equity prices. It means, much higher inflation. It means central banks are going to be a lot more constrained in their ability to cut interest rates and keep easy money flowing through the system. That's going to be very negative for equity prices. Not just from higher costs and constrained growth because of supply chain disruptions, but because with money being more expensive, the way that you discount certainly growth equities changes. That makes your fair values a lot lower. That means a lot of these kind of very hot tech companies suddenly need to be valued a lot lower. So it's pretty scary for equity markets at this stage. And I always say, if you're going to panic quickly or don't panic at all. And 2 weeks in, you'd think you were getting to the stage where, now just ride through it. But there might still be time to panic, because if we don't see some sort of resolution, I mean, I think we can see equity markets a lot lower.
For those that are new to the show, wondering about the panic selling, I just want to qualify that. That was not investment advice by Gary Boyson, nor was it investment advice by me. That's not what the show does. We're merely speculating on what is happening in the markets. Gary, speaking of what's happening in the markets, I want to get your thoughts around where investors are hiding. The gold price isn't moving up. The dollar index is not breaking above 100 points. Investors are not really hiding anywhere. Where is the money sitting now whilst all of these tensions continue to escalate?
Well, I think, you know, whenever you see risk-off trade like we're seeing at the moment, you know, typically does move towards the safe haven assets. And, you know, it's an interesting dynamic that we've got playing out at the moment. So, you know, for the last, say, you know, I suppose since the kind of peak in the dollar index, just after the Trump inauguration, you know, that kind of like real exuberance around American exceptionalism kind of January, February, we've seen the dollar index absolutely collapse as the de-dollarization trade took hold. What we're seeing now is we're actually seeing a reversal of that. So the dollar index, you know, it's not quite above 100 at this stage, but it's very close. We're at like 99.91 at the moment. So we're very close. So that's the US dollar recovering against six of its major trading partners. And we've definitely seen a move out of emerging markets, which have really been that was the trade of 2025. And moving back into developed markets and seeking the safe haven. So it's moving into the likes of the yen, the franc. It is also moving into gold, believe it or not. The caveat to that, though, is it's moving more quickly into the US dollar. And you get the sense that the US dollar was potentially, you know, a little bit overdone in the selling that we saw. And now with tensions escalating, that return to the dollar is making all other asset classes look worse. So if you look at, you know, the gold price today, you know, we're trading pretty much at $5,000 an ounce. And, you know, that feels like the gold, that's US dollars per ounce. That feels like the gold price has come back a lot. But if you look at the Rand gold price, for example, the movement has been far more subdued. And you're seeing that because if you look at the Rand dollar pair, we're at 1676, we're at 15, you know, we're at 1576, you know, before this happened. So we've seen a big weakening, you know, in the Rand, but it's not necessarily weakening the Rand so much as a strengthening of the US dollar. So some of it has been the US dollar regaining its safe haven appeal. And when you see that, you know, it's difficult to see where the rest of the flows are going to, but into kind of US treasuries, that's become a trade again. And the US dollar certainly has been seen as a short-term safe haven asset, which is very different from what we've seen over the last 2 years.
Oh, we're into the thick of it now. And as Gary Boyson said, if you didn't panic 2 weeks ago, it's too late to do so now. I can't help but think of the Afrikaans saying, oh, fuss. That's what we're in for. That's all we've got. We're going to leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Gary Boyson, Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, for joining us to take a look at markets and what seems to be moving them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.